You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has reimposed strict COVID-19 measures, limiting indoor gatherings to 5 people, outdoor gatherings to 10 people, and maintaining the 20-patron cap for eateries. It comes as the state records 19 new COVID-19 infections, bringing its total to more than 1,800. Amid fears of a second outbreak, Victoria's state of emergency has been extended for another 4 weeks, until midnight on the 19th of July. Health Minister Jenny Markakos says the majority of recent infections have originated from family clusters.
It is still a very serious situation. We have had particularly concerns around family gatherings, extended family members across many households are visiting each other, even when they have been exhibiting mild symptoms, and very concerningly, even going to work when they have mild symptoms.
Police will heighten enforcement to ensure people abide by the rules, particularly in hotspot areas and during the upcoming school holidays and ski season. A squad of 500 officers will be deployed to patrol outdoor areas and conduct spot checks of homes, threatening fines of over $1,600 for individuals and $9,900 for businesses. Police Minister Lisa Neville reveals police have conducted more than 77,000 checks since the beginning of the pandemic.
Police are ready to go now with that model. They will, as they have throughout this, look to fine those people and enforce against those people who are undertaking deliberate, blatant and obvious breaches. So people should be in no doubt that this is now again serious and we all have a role to play and that police will take this seriously.
The Australian Medical Association is commending the state's swift action in reinstating precautions. AMA President Tony Bartone says people are becoming complacent after a long period of restrictions. Speaking to the ABC, Dr. Bartone warns the virus is still highly infectious.
Any continued uptick from here and the risk of a second wave is absolutely a live possibility. We need to be really vigilant. The message to all Victorians, indeed Australians, as we continue to come out of the first wave of COVID-19, is the virus is still prevalent in the community. It's still there. It still wants to spread.
Queensland's Health Department has broadened its list of high-risk areas to all 31 local government areas in Greater Melbourne and 5 bordering regions. Anyone who has visited or lived in these areas within 14 days of entering Queensland will be forced to self-quarantine for 14 days. Labor's federal spokesman for health, Chris Bowen, told the ABC there is a long way to go before the virus is eradicated. Mr. Bowen is praising state and territory leaders for being cautious, including Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
We all want to see the economy opened up. We all want to see borders open. We all want to see it be back to normal. But it would be irresponsible to do it too quickly. I think Dan Andrews has shown real leadership, as have the other premiers, in taking a cautious approach. I'm not going to single out any particular political party here. Okay. All the premiers have shown leadership and a cautious approach, and they are to be congratulated for it.
But some officials are concerned about the potential delay to border reopenings. Queensland opposition leader Deb Frecklington is calling for the state's borders to open from the 1st of July, citing struggling businesses and job losses. Federal Resources Minister Keith Pitt is also urging states and territories to follow federal government advice and end border closures. Speaking on Sky News, Mr. Pitt says there is a need to reopen the economy, expressing concern for tourism operators in his home state of Queensland.
The Labor government in Queensland has been appalling in terms of its economic management for many years. We know that they just don't put forward what's needed for business. They'll make their own decisions around borders, but I certainly know business wants to get back to work. The case numbers are very, very low in Queensland, and we really do need to get out and test the boundaries.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.